This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Resource Centre on Enterprise and I'm Lim Soon Hing. Innovations come from entrepreneurs, but sometimes entrepreneurs, the folks with the ideas, don't always have the means to execute properly. It could be a lack of knowledge of processes, a lack of funding, a lack of getting the requisite human resources to take the ideas further, a lack of marketing know-how. I have today Renuka Sena, Program Manager of Cradle's Coach and Grow Program and a graduate from the program, Nashua Zainal, Director of Corporate Development, SKV, a biotech company that produces food supplements, cosmetics, and slimming products. Here, they are here to share with us their Cradle's Coach and Grow Program. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sinhe.
We'll start with you, Nashua. Tell us about the history of your company, this SKV.
All right. Thank you. We were established in 2010, and then we're a biotechnology company focusing on health and beauty and general well-being. Our products are safe, natural, and organic, and certified by Halal Jakim, MOH, GMP, and HACCP.
Now, is this the first company that you have started, or is this a series of other companies?
Actually, this is the second company.
And the first company was what kind of a company?
We did ICT. We do networking and consultations of IT.
Totally disconnected and different from beauty products.
Right.
So what led to this kind of a product, this kind of service?
Okay. A few years back, we saw in the market that they do not have natural and safe organic product that's free of substances and toxins like hydroquinone and paraben. So that started the idea of producing organic and safe products.
What were the challenges for you that you went to Cradle for some help?
Okay. When we started our company, we know we wanted to go global, but we had to set our foot first in Malaysia. So after 2 years in the industry, we are ready. So I Googled up in the internet and did go global search and found the program. Yeah.
So it wasn't something that you knew that you could go to Cradle for help, but it was an accident.
Yes. Yeah. I did search go global and I found Proficio, the Cradle Growth. Yeah.
Now, having started a company before this doing IT, surely you could have kind of learned from that company that you started and carry this information to your new company?
Well, the management-wise, on that aspect, yes. But the rest is quite different because we are dealing with a product that expire, that we need to find the right ingredient and all. The R&D is totally different.
Not like IT where products don't expire in IT?
No, not really.
Renuka, I mean, when they came to you or when they came to Cradle for help, what's the process?
Essentially, the program when Nashua joined was the first time in Malaysia that a coaching program had been launched by a ministry because it's a Ministry of Finance program.
Right.
So it was the first time it had been launched in a long-term duration.
What do you mean long-term duration?
For 12 months.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say it's the first of its kind in Malaysia. Essentially, coaching people do out of personal recommendations, mm-hmm. people who know someone that does coaching. And they take on, most coaches, business coaches, take on a couple of companies at a time. And it's purely by recommendation. Most of the programs that are actually offered by agencies or the government or for the public is actually non-existent. So this was the first time that happened. And I think when Nashua joined, essentially the process was quite a rigorous one. What Cradle and Proficio as the program designers and implementers wanted to achieve was not just to take a program and coach anyone and everyone. Our frustration in starting the program was that there are so many Malaysian companies that have great products, great technologies, and if they were given the right guidance, could be super fantastic products.
Where usually are the pitfalls for companies like hers?
Like Nashua's. There are two major pitfalls, I think, for entrepreneurs in general. I'm not talking about larger companies. for entrepreneurs, essentially, once they've completed their R&D and have got their product, getting out to the market and getting their first customers is the biggest challenge. In Malaysia, essentially, we are not a nation of early adopters. Everyone's waiting to see who else buys it first, and then only we decide to buy it. So that's the biggest challenge. The second challenge for those companies that essentially have managed to secure customers, have sustained, got certain amounts of revenue, is finding a business model that is scalable, that essentially they can grow fast and furious and start getting out there into the global market.
So Nasha, when you went to Cradle, at what stage were you?
We had the intention to go global in 2013.
So you already had the products?
Yes, we have seven products.
And you were already selling in the Malaysian market at that point. But the question was how to get overseas. That became a challenge for you. And then you took that whole issue to Cradle for help.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Cradle, this whole program for Cradle, this coaching, that was the first intake was 2011, 2012.
So
how many companies came on board?
We had, to start off with, actually, we had over 300 companies that applied, but the companies that were selected were 135. So we only selected 135 companies, and they were from various stages of growth, anything from idea stage to pre-IPO stage.
So how did you, I mean, with so many, how do you coach a group of people that are at different levels? I mean, in a way, the issue that you face isn't that different from school teachers with a class of 35 students all at different levels. Yeah. So how did you break down this group to kind of assist them so that, you know, they are get benefiting?
The first thing we did really is to segment them into the stage of growth. So most of the time, you know, entrepreneurs think that they are at a certain stage of growth, but if you do an assessment of them, they're not ready at that stage of growth. So the first thing to do really is segment them to see where the challenges are. The difference between, I think, the program and anything that's out there is that with each stage of growth that the companies are at, they actually face different challenges.
Sure.
So early stage companies need to get their first customers. Growth stage companies need to increase their revenue. Global stage companies need to find the right market and the strategy to get into the market. So we segmented all of them. We had 10 programs in total, which are segmented essentially by stage of growth as well as technology. And for each program, it was customized content for what they needed to hear.
So Nasha, when you went into the program, where were you placed?
Well, we have the intention to go global, but we don't have that much knowledge. We have contacted a few agencies, and then they give us theories on how to get there and how to get the certification, how to get the distributors. But that's not enough because we've tried and we failed.
So based on what she just said, which
she was in the
growth?
Yeah, she was in the global program.
Global.
Yeah, because they were already sustainable and their intention was to go global. They just didn't know how to get there. So within the Go Global program, we had three industry verticals. They were in the bio and industry vertical, so that we had coaches who were from those verticals to help them.
Now, so when you went into this, sign up to join this particular group, so How was this process carried out? I mean, were you in a class of 40 or 50 people, or how did this happen?
Essentially, the coaching was divided into two types of structure. First, the entire group that was selected for that particular group would come in as a class. So it would be a class of maybe 15 companies. We required them to have two participants, so it was 30 to a class. And what we needed essentially was for everyone to have the same knowledge, to have the same language, and to have the same so-called assignments. What the companies had to do then was apply that knowledge for their own company, and then they would come back and have a one-to-one session with a coach.
Maybe what we could do is kind of hear what the kind of specific issue that she was dealing with, what kind of information was provided, and then during the coaching, what happened. Renuka Sena from Cradle's Coach and Grow program, Nashwa Zainal from SKV. We've been talking about the challenges facing entrepreneurs and how the Ministry of Finance, this Ministry of Finance agency, Cradle, is playing a role in encouraging, nurturing and supporting this community to assist entrepreneurs not only succeed but grow. Coming up, what coaching did for SKV to help it grow. This is Resource Center on Enterprise, BFM 89.9, the business station.
Business-friendly Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
You're tuned to Resource Center on Enterprise. We've been talking about a program of coaching to help entrepreneurs so that they can overcome challenges that they face and prepare to grow. My guests today are Renuka Sena from Cradle's Coach and Grow program and Nashwa Zainal from SKV. She's an entrepreneur who has graduated from Cradle's Coach and Grow program. So, Nashwa, when you guys were ready to learn more about how to take your company overseas, what were the specific issues that you had that then didn't you went to Cradle?
Okay, we receive worldwide interest on our products, and we just take as it comes along. You know, we have signed MOU actually with India and Indonesia at that time, but we did not know how to move forward. So through the program, we were actually informed on how to be more selective. We need to know the do's and don'ts of the trades.
I mean, if I were an entrepreneur, if I got an MOU coming in from India, I just say, okay, I've got a partner now. Now I just ship my products out. Isn't it as simple as that?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great the first time until we have to deal with a distributor. So we need to know that we need to be secured, you know, in an agreement and all, which we do not have.
So get payment.
Yes, yeah. All the terms and conditions of dealing with international companies is totally different from, you know, dealing with companies in Malaysia.
Where so, you can drive up and then say, yes, hey, look, where's my product? Yeah. How are you selling my products? So when they went to the Cradle's program, I mean, with a group of 30 people, how do you address specific issues, though?
We address the specific issues at the so-called one-to-one sessions. Mm. So the classroom sessions were more to give everyone the same language and the same understanding. But at the one-to-one sessions, companies like Nashua would come in, and it will only be them and the coach, and they would deal with their issues in their company. So say, for example, with Nashua, what, you know, her experience was, previously they would go with any distributor that approached them. Now their strategy, now that they've gone through the program, is they set the rules and regulations about the type of distributor they want, the type of country, the type of reach, the type of financing, who does all of the obligations. So I think for them, they are more selective now, and maybe they have less, but the less is performing better, and so they perform better at the end of the day.
So in terms of what the coaching is involved, is it a matter of providing more information, or is it a question of helping them clarify and refine their strategy?
I think we'd like to see coaching as more of an uninterested party, as in, you know, there's no conflict of interest, looking from outside in at your problems and helping you solve them, because they've been there before and done it before. So it's actually more as in a peer, but someone who's been there and done that, as opposed to a classroom style approach where it's theory and this is what you should do and that person has actually never experienced it before.
My understanding is that after the theoretical lesson, there are like You folks have to do homework.
Yes, they do.
What kind of homework do you give them?
The assignments can vary. With each stage of growth, because the content is specific to their challenges. So, for example, for Nashua, their assignment would have been, with all of these distributors that have selected you, study each one of their proposals, come and tell us which you think is best and why, and which are the countries, what is their reach, what is your ultimate ROI that you could get from it. So they would have to go and do all of those things, come and present it, and then they would talk through it with the coaches. The coaches may agree or not agree, but the whole point really is, I think for coaching, it's more about what not to do, uh-huh, as opposed to what to do, because the person has been there before and that saves time and money.
Nashwa, what have you found most useful to your organization having gone through this program?
Okay, we know how to handle the issues we are facing, especially, you know, the international rules and regulations, the IP and trademarking policy, that's what we're lacking. So, you know, that's what we went through.
Were those concepts not like that you were not conscious of those concepts that, well, we need to look into IP, we need to look at all those things?
Actually, no.
So, in many ways, then Cradle provided you information, they became a source of getting resources.
Yes, actually the coaches are very experienced. They've ran their business globally, so they know what they're talking about. Yeah.
What kind of mentoring program is also run out of this program?
It's not a mentoring program, really, because a mentoring program is less structured and it really depends on the relationship between the mentor-mentee. A coaching program, essentially, is very structured. So every month, the coach meets with the coachee, and it's an investment, I think, that the coachee feels. So they come in for a 2 to 3 hour session where they can go through all of their issues and have someone that they trust and talk to them about it. So that really is the structure.
How long is this whole program, this whole coaching program?
12 months.
12 months, and how often do you meet?
On average, it is a day a month. Some sessions would be longer, they're a whole day. Some sessions half day. Some sessions only a couple of hours.
And so in the day, you will meet with in a group, and then after the group meeting, there is this smaller
usually,
one-to-one meeting?
Or
separate day?
Separate days. So they would come in, say, for example, in month one and have a group session. Given their homework, month two, they would come back for their two-hour session.
Okay.
After they've gone and had time to sit down and think about it and finish that homework. And then month three could be group session again, or it could be a peer group session. It varies, but it's interaction continuously for the 12 months.
And I believe that, you know, she's part of the first group that was from 2011 to 2012. So the next group begins in...
We have the 2013-2014 intake. Actually, the launch is the 4th of June, tomorrow. And they can go to www.cgp.com.my to apply. For more information, they could go to cradle.com.my.
Anything to add?
Okay, I would propose that, you know, all companies seriously consider this program because it's been fantastic for SKV.
Did it cost you any money?
No, it's free.
It costs you time?
It costs me valuable time, but it's worth it. Seriously.
Renuka Sena from Cradle's Coach and Grow program, and Nashwa Zainal, a graduate from the program and director of corporate development SKV, a healthcare and cosmetics company. If you're an entrepreneur who feels that you need to have someone knowledgeable to talk to or someone to coach you, get in touch with the experts. This is Resource Center on Enterprise, and I'm Lim Soon Hing, BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.